Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Afternoon. This is the afternoon show where you learn about everything you need to know about dating, relationships, masculinity, attraction, the stuff men need to know to crush it in their dating game. My name is Joshua Segafis. I help men to improve their dating lives through the power of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. And today, gentlemen, we're talking about something very interesting. And I'll be honest, I didn't really expect to ever come across this dating trend, but this comes from an article published by Mashable.com, published on May 4th, written by Anna Levine. And the title of the article is Young People Want to Soft Launch Their Partners, Tinder Says. And the subheading is, while Lizzo hard launched her relationship earlier this year, more Gen Z people want to take a subtler approach. And this just got me thinking, what does it mean to soft launch your partner? You know, I know about a product soft launch, you know, where you kind of softly launch a product, maybe a limited version or to a limited number of people, limited audience. And then the hard launch comes later. Maybe you soft launch as a test, this kind of thing. So I'm familiar with this concept, but for dating, is this a dating trend now? And I had to read this article and, you know, this is a Gen Z thing, according to what this article says. And I'm just going to read a little bit of this for you. And men, listen, there's a question here. Do you need to know about this? Is there some dating strategy that you need to be thinking about in terms of this trend? And the answer is yes, this gentleman. There is some what I would call common sense dating wisdom you need to take into account with this kind of thing, the soft launch thing, okay? Now, keep in mind, I'm a millennial. You know, I'm 36 years old. I'm not a Gen Z person. The world changes, gentlemen. The world changes. Sometimes you have to be a little bit adaptable as times change. You know, I didn't used to record YouTube videos like this using streaming software and blah, 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 you know, but now I do. Why? Because it kind of works better. Sometimes dating trends come along that make things work better for everyone involved. Sometimes dating trends come along and they're just a real pain and they don't make much strategic sense and they're not really good for anyone. They're just a passing fad. So what is this one? Well, first of all, I'm going to link the article from Mashable for you down in the description so you can read it and check it out if you want, because I can't read the whole thing. It's too long. I'm just going to cover the bullet points, gentlemen, to let you know what a soft launch is and kind of what's going on with this so you can look deeper into it. With that being said, here is something that I can do for you if you want to take your dating life from zero to hero, become the type of man who can fill his calendar with dates and attract beautiful, amazing women into your frame, then gentlemen, I am offering free 15-minute discovery calls. This is so easy. In fact, this is one of the easiest ways to get onto a Zoom call with me to talk about your dating problems. There's a link down in the description. You can click on it, send me an email with a small description of your problem. And if it qualifies, which it probably will, I will send you a link to book a free 15-minute discovery call. We will talk about your dating issues. Gentlemen, we might solve all of your dating issues in one discovery call. Wouldn't that be amazing? I also have courses, books, and one-on-one coaching, and we can talk about those as options if we can't solve your problem in 15 minutes. But gentlemen, you would be surprised how many people I talk to in a 15-minute discovery call, and a few quick little solutions irons out their dating problems. And then they go on to have an amazing dating experience, filling up their calendar with amazing dates and becoming the type of man who just crushes it. So make sure to book that free 15-minute discovery call. And let's get on with this dating trend. Soft launching. What is this? I'm going to read a little bit of this article for you. As a millennial, I remember the days of changing one's Facebook status to in a relationship. At the time, it felt like a grand gesture and friends treated it as such. In 2023, however, Facebook is for our grandparents. This is crazy. Am I that old? I'm not a grandparent yet. And people reveal their partners on social media, Instagram, more likely, through soft or hard launches. This is the first time I've heard of this, gentlemen. The soft launch is a hint, say Instagram story featuring the partner's hand or a photo of the back of their head buried in a carousel. Hard launching, meanwhile, means posting photos of your new person outright, like Lizzo did earlier this year. She even captioned it hard launch. Tinder found out that 1 in 4, or 26%, of 18 to 34-year-olds would gradually share their new match online, while just 8% would do so in a big reveal, according to research of 2,000 adults in the UK conducted last month. Others, meanwhile, are happy to keep their relationships private. Okay, I just have a couple things to say about this. First of all, it is really important that you don't just flow from dating into a situationship. Transitioning from casual dating into an actual committed dating relationship should be marked by agreements. And I talk about this in my course. I talk about this in a lot of stuff I've written. I talk about this a lot in my podcast. It's really important that you mark that transition from casual to committed if you want to do so. A lot of people want commitment, but they don't negotiate that and they drift into these situationships and then it's murky and people don't know what they're doing. This is a lack of intentionality and it leads to confusion in the dating relationship and it leads to hurt feelings, people not having the same expectations. This gets very messy, okay? So this is one problem with this. Like, I want people to be intentional and to actually mark that transition very strategically. In other words, you are dating, you're probably going to be casually dating multiple different people. At least for most people, it's in your best interest to do this. And as men, it's definitely in your best interest to do this. You should only cease that process when a woman comes to you and says, hey, I want to boyfriend you up. Let's make relationship agreements. You should never just drift haphazardly into a situationship with a woman. You should always sit down and make realistic, concrete agreements. And some of these agreements should be, number one, the two of you cut off your other options, cut off exes, and you become exclusive if you want to be in a committed relationship. Number two, it should be a public-facing relationship. In other words, they should acknowledge you on their social media and whatnot. Why is this? Because you need to see a declaration of commitment in order to know that they're not just playing you. There is a red flag element to exchanging commitments with someone and having them not being willing to put that out there in their forward-facing social media life. Because let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, in this age of social media, this is a huge part of everyday life. And if a woman will not post you on her social media, even though she has asked for commitment and exclusivity from you, this is a red flag, gentlemen. This is a sign that she might be dating you, but keeping her options open online so that if a better guy comes along, she would go with him and break off her commitment with you. And as a man, you don't want to invest in that kind of woman. You want to invest in the kind of woman who's so into you and loves you so much and thinks you're so amazing that by the time she wants to be your girlfriend, she wants to go all in the sense that she publicly declares it on her social media. That's why I think about this. So the soft launch nonsense, this is for people in who are casually dating. And so they're kind of sticking their casual dating partners in before commitment. That's fine. That's fine. People who want to drift into situationships without a firm commitment, if you want to do that, that's fine. But I'm telling you right now that if you want commitment, if you want to actually have a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship and then eventually one day get married, this or that, then this haphazardly drifting into a situationship is not going to be good for you. It is in a man's best interest to continue to date multiple women casually until a woman secures his commitment. This is in a, and I talk about this at great length in my dating course, Dating in the Wild. You can find a link to that down in the description. But I think that we have to be really careful about this gradually drifting into situationships. A lot of people do this. They get hurt by this. You know, they'll be dating for a year. One of them will think they're in a committed relationship. The other one will say, well, we never technically said that. This is such a mess. This can be such a mess. And then in the meanwhile, you've made decisions about this. It is always better when it comes to these types of things to be intentional, to talk about it, to say, hey, this is what I want. Is this what you want? Now, even if you guys want some different things, for example, maybe you don't want to be in an exclusive committed relationship. Maybe you just want to set some ground rules. Okay, whatever the agreements need to be for you to have the security you need to then invest in this relationship, that's what you need to talk about. And you do need to talk about it. And this is a very masculine thing. It's a very masculine thing for a man to take the lead in these negotiations and to be open and upfront about what he expects and what he desires from his partner. So yeah, soft launching, there you go. There's the definition. Do I like it? Do I not like it? I don't really have an opinion other than that I don't want to see people drifting chaotically into situationships. This is beta mentality, gentlemen. We do not want to live in beta mentality. We want to be intentional and purpose-driven in our lives. We want to be the types of men who create our own destiny through our own choices. We want to do things on purpose. And this is how we transition successfully from the dating phase to the tribe building phase of life and how we begin to build our lasting legacy of greatness as men. And this is also how we be our best selves for our partner. So there you go. That's what I think about that. Gentlemen, I will be back bright and early, 5 a.m. for another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Morning. Go with grace and never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off. I will see you, gentlemen, on the next one.